Oak Flat Campground is ancestral homeland for a number of Arizona tribes, the Western Apache, Yavapai tribes. A lot of Native American communities have used the Oak Flat area forever, and it's an area that's incredibly sacred to them. It's critical for their religious freedom, and that cannot be overstated how important that area is. It's as important to Native American people here in Arizona as Jerusalem is to both Christians and Arabs, from a lot of religions. So that's kind of the deep background. The town of Superior, when it was created, is based on mining. The town of Superior did mining in the area for 100 years. They used a technique called cut-and-fill underground mining, which was relatively benign, because once they'd finished mining a section underground, they would bring the ore up to the surface, they would separate the good from the bad, and then they'd put the tailings back underground, mixed with cement to kind of shore up their workings, so they could basically keep mining indefinitely and not have to worry about surface collapse and things like that. Eventually, Rio Tinto and BHP bought up the mining company that was operated in Superior. They rediscovered a much deeper ore deposit than what had previously been mined. And because they're mining giants, they went about proposing the cheapest way to mine, which is a method called block cave mining, which a former president of Resolution Copper, the consort or the organization that Rio Tinto and BHP created, one of their former presidents characterized block cave mining as an upside down open pit. So what the company was proposing to do is mine a void a mile underground that's a mile wide by a mile deep. So the company wants to create a hole a mile underground that's a cubic mile. And then, of course, just using common sense, not only would the ground collapse into that hole, but it's going to totally fracture the surface, and the water is going to end up in the bottom of that hole as well. So that's what the company is proposing. One of the roadblocks they faced is also a bit of history. In 1955, President Eisenhower, by executive order, protected the Oak Flat Campground, 800 or 760 acres in the middle of where the company wants to mine, from the impacts of mining forever. He by executive order, protected that campground from any mining activities. The company now, instead of going through the normal process of siting a mine, has gone straight to Congress for an exemption to cultural and environmental laws, that would give them the land in a trade, and would take the feds more or less out of the picture. And since it would become private land, then the Arizona mining laws would take precedent. It's not a good situation. It's a very uphill battle, but nonetheless, townspeople from Superior, all the Arizona tribes, our coalition, all oppose this mine. And now, the legislation was first introduced in 2005. It is, for the first time, went through a Senate subcommittee or full committee, but has gone nowhere since. So we've done a good job of bottling up the legislation, but the pressure from the company continues. On the other hand, from our side now, it has really become a sacred sites issue across the United States, and now even the UN is starting to take notice. So it's an interesting situation and a tragic situation, and kind of the bottom line for me is that religious freedom has nowhere else to go. I mean, the Apache people, the Yavapai people, have nowhere else to go. They literally have to protect that area to protect their heritage and their religious freedom. The mining company could do one of two things. It could develop a cut and fill mining operation similar to what the town did for 100 years. It might be acceptable to Native Americans. It certainly would be acceptable for some of the townspeople in Superior that opposed the land swap and the block cave mining. That would be one option for the company. The second option for the company would be just to call it a day and move on.
What are they swapping? What do they propose to swap?
They've bought some other parcels. They've got options on some other parcels, and they've gone about it again in a rather intelligent way for their standpoint. And that's kind of, I'll do a little background here too. That's kind of one of the ways that mining companies now, the new modern way that mining companies operate, is they look around and they see what groups want what part piece of land. Basically, the first thing they did when they came to town is they talked to groups like the Nature Conservancy and the Sonoran Institute and said, we're thinking of doing this mine, we're thinking of buying some land to trade, what should we buy? and these organizations, of course, you know, help them out. And one of the pieces they want to give is that's involved in this trade is the Appleton, some of the land down by the Appleton Research Ranch down in Elgin that National Audubon Society desperately wants. So some of the parcels involved in the trade are moderate environmental value. Some of them are environmentally worthless.
And, of course, none of them have any spiritual value to Native Americans.
Not that we know of. But are they worth giving up Oak Flat Campground? Are they worth, you know, the religious freedom aspect? Certainly not. And even from an environmental aspect, certainly not. The other thing to keep in mind is the Oak Flat Campground area is a very unique ecosystem in itself up there. There's perennial water. There's just some fabulous features that are worth protecting from an environmental standpoint as well. The people in Superior, they've recreated in Oak Flat for 100 years. And in fact, the reason the campground was came into existence in the first place is in the Stagecoach days. It was a good stopping point between Safford and Phoenix. You know, so it's an average 10 degrees cooler than a town of Superior down below in the summertime. So, and it's one of those spots that's not very well studied as well. So I think as we focus on it more, Maricopa Audubon Society has done a lot of work commissioned a couple studies of the ecosystem itself, and I think the more we study it, the more we'll find out. But the other interesting thing there is you know, from what I've come to learn, you know, working with Native peoples, you know, and the importance, you know, that area there is so special because, you know, the water is connected to religion there. You can't have the sacredness without the water. You can't have the water without the sacredness, and that's something that's just so terribly important.